This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Chris Switz with you today. Well, a new year has come. I guess you'll spend a bit of time thinking about that. The years come and go, don't they? Today, we start another year. We wonder, well, what's ahead? In many ways, I think we can ask the question, am I ready for what's in store during the next 12 months? Let me tell you what happened back in 1968 when the Olympic Games were held in Mexico City. Many great events were held, as usually happens in the Olympic Games, and one of the competitors was a man from Kenya named Kip Keino. He was an Olympic gold medalist, one of history's best long-distance runners. And in the 1968 Games, he ran in the 10,000 and 5,000-metre races, and then the big event, the 1,500-metre race. But it was during the 10,000-metre race that Kip was actually sick. He was running, he doubled over on the track with a stomach pain, was found out he had gallstones and an infection, and the doctor had actually warned him very seriously not to run in the 1500-metre race because he ran the risk of actually dying. Confined to his room, he was deeply troubled that his own country was counting on him, and here he was, sick. So he jumped out of bed, hailed a taxi, and made his way through the city to the race. But unfortunately, the traffic was heavy. He realised he was going to be late, so he got out of the car and he ran the 2 kilometres to the stadium and arrived just in time to put on his racing shoes, and he lined up for the race. And he powered down the home stretch, winning by the largest margin in Olympic history. Now, that's a true story, a remarkable story, actually, from one of the Olympians from Kenya. A story of great courage and determination. Now, I'm sure, like you, I admire people like that because they're ready for a challenge, whatever that challenge is. Now, really, as we look at a new year, life's a bit like that. How would you react to having to face unexpected challenges or hurdles like that? Would you be ready for hardship? Are you ready for a new year that's going to be like a mixed bag with good and bad? And I think the question for us is, are you ready? I think that's a good question for the start of a new year, because there's one thing certain. There's going to be change in the new year. If ever you saw the movie The Incredibles, you might remember some advice that was passed from Mrs. Incredible to her daughter, and she said this: protect your identity. It's the most important thing you have. Your identity. That's what marks you as you are. Now, for some of us, our identity is pretty clear. We know who we are, but for others, it's a bit muddy. So some of us spend our lives trying to find out who we really are. If you have a Bible sometime, it would be really helpful in this new year to look at Matthew 4, 1-11. This is the amazing incident recorded in Matthew 4, where Jesus was out in the wilderness, out in the desert, and Satan tempted him. Now, it's a wonderful story in many ways. I haven't got time to go through it all today, but it actually is one of the stories that came from the lips of Jesus himself. There was only him and the devil there. But in a way, in a remarkable way, Jesus chose to share a page out of his private journal so that it could be passed on to us. And he went through a pretty rugged time in those 40 days and 40 nights. He opened his soul and also his identity to us. And he was tested for those 40 days. And I think it was a big identity test that God, his Father, allowed to happen. And of course, that's what happens to us sometimes. God tests us. There's not always happy times, but do you know that God allows the tempting, but he doesn't do the tempting? It was Satan who tempted him. And out there in the desert alone, without friends or position or food or shelter or anything much, Satan there tried to shake the identity of Jesus. But, you know, I think Jesus remembered the words of his Father that said, "This is my only son, or my priceless son. I am deeply pleased with him." That was the wonderful statement that God, his Father, had made. So Jesus knew his identity because God had actually confirmed it to him. So remember in this new year that you are a precious child of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the new year. Nothing can compare to your majesty and your power and your glory. May we sense that power as we go through this year. As we trust you, I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.